Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I'm currently watching Dustin try to figure out which of the wires he has to use for his tech for the show today. And honestly, it's the most, I wish we did have video right now so you could see, because it's not just, it's a little bit anger. It's a little bit confusion.
Dude, I've got like one, two, three, four, like five of these Apple cords. And they're all different.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the blocks are all the same, but I got one for the watch. I got one that's a lightning cord for the old iPhone. I got the USB-C, but then I couldn't find the right USB-C that's long enough to get to the laptop.
This is some serious humble bragging to start the show.
Why is that humble bragging?
I mean, you're bragging about all your tech over there. Look at me, Mr. Dustin Fox.
Everyone's got a phone and a computer.
Nick's just got a mic and a phone.
I have a microphone and a phone. Literally everywhere else.
If you want to call it that.
I'm easy. No Android slander on an F off Friday to start the show. But no, I've got, I'm basically Amish compared to you. And actually, you know what though? When I got back from vacation, one of the first things I did, I realized I had accrued plenty of different wires in my work bag, and that it was slowing down my getting ready for the show time before the show. So I just took everything out other than the things I actually use.
So how are you?
I was where you were, is what I'm saying. Okay. No, I'm good, man. We can talk about the Cavs for a minute or two before we get to the Browns. We do have Nick Barlidge, the Cavs CEO, in studio coming up at 3 o'clock today. Very excited for that. And I will tell you, like, I'm ready. I'm ready. I've been nervous all week. Some might say negative. I have been nervous all week. I don't really know what to expect tomorrow when the Cavs and Magic tip off at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse at 1 p.m.
It's off for the Eastern Conference Finals.
The Knicks are still 100% in my dome. I'm not even lying. They're still in my head 1 year later. So I'm still nervous, but I think I am ready to find out about these Cavs. I'm ready. This is the whole thing was built around, well, you can't let JB go off of one offseason. You can't make a trade off of one bad postseason. We want to see it one more time, and that's where we are. This whole thing... There's no more. I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road. You either win this series and go on and we'll see what you do in the second round, or we know the stakes here. And so while that does add a lot of nerves, I don't like the word excitement, because Anthony Lima has been using that entire term all week to try and act as if somehow everybody's been a Benedict Arnold to the Cavs for their nerves. I heard him jamming up Ken Carman for the fifth straight day today. Poor Ken. Like, Ken is in the right. Ken is, in the rare time, Lima is being a massive homer, and Lima is just willfully looking over things and looking over what has happened in the final 20 games of the season, trying to make it all about the final game of the season. I heard that shot taken at me this morning, Anthony Lima. That's all. That's fine. That's cool. Whatever.
Shots fired.
No, it's fine. But I'm ready to find out. Like, if you want to use the word excitement, sure, but I'm just ready. I'm ready to find out where this team is and what they can do in this series. And I'm very hopeful that they can put together a good series in advance over Orlando.
I'm certainly hoping for a really good series. Tomorrow starts it all. You know, I feel like there's not a lot of buzz right now. I think there's a little bit of anxiousness by fans. I'm a little bit anxious about this game. It feels like it kind of crept up on us because the playoffs were so far away, and now here we are. I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm really worried about the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, tickets were so cheap. Like, I want people to be there and be loud and be excited about it.
You know, I've thought about this a lot because I think your concern about 1 p.m. games is fair. I also think I know for a fact Cleveland shows up when the playoffs come out. Like, I remember we had these conversations. And it wasn't about the time of the game, but thinking back to 2016, you know, the team had not had a lot of postseason success in the first 3 years of Tito. And so the question was, you know, how real is this team? And I can't remember who hit a home run. It might have been Roberto. Somebody hit a home run early in that game, and it was the loudest sound I've ever heard. And I was there in 95 and 97. Like, I went to postseason games when I was of that age. Like, it was the loudest sound I'd ever heard at Progressive Field. And for the rest of the playoffs, I on my show at the time, I didn't talk at all about fan support of the team because it was raucous. And I kind of, up until the, you know, do you sell your Game 7 tickets to Cubs fans, that kind of thing. But, like, I think Cavs fans are going to show up. I think in the end, I think most people are where I am, which are you're really nervous, you're not sure what to expect. But if the Cavs came out in that first quarter and just put it down, I think you would see everybody in Cleveland very quickly. Like, if Donovan had like a 15-point first quarter.
Okay.
Yeah, like he scored like 70% of your points. And the Magic kind of looked timid in that first game together as a playoff team. I don't think it's going to take very much for people in this town to get super excited about the Cavaliers. I think we just actually want to see it in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would take a really nice double-digit win here, wire to wire. And I think if that happens, people are going to be super juiced for next week. And Monday night will be absolute insanity at Rocket Mortgage.
Is it just going to take one win overall for you? Or is it about the series? Like,
no,
at what
it's
point?
About the series, but, to, you know, it starts with game one. I think that always sets the tone for any series.
Because I will make a prediction. There are going to be people on the station, you can think about who they might be, who have been what I think are on the right side of things. And the second the Cavs have a nice win, if it's a nice win, I think style points do matter in this case. But, like, if they put the boots to the Magic on Saturday, you're going to hear a lot of people flip-flop immediately.
Like, at what time on Monday?
That's a great question. Could be 6:03. Could be 10:03. I don't know. I you know, time is a flat circle,
flat circle,
I always say.
Yeah.
Which is why I struggle with that one. But no, I think for, and by the way, I think there's going to be a fair amount of fans too. I don't think most of us, I personally, it is about the series. I'll be excited. I'm going to enjoy whatever win they have because you don't get a lot of chances to win playoff games, no matter whether you're in Cleveland, Boston, New York, whatever. Like, you should savor every playoff win.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And that's the cool thing about a series versus like a one game playoff situation, like in football, is in a series, you can lose the series and still feel good three of the seven games. I feel good after three of the seven games. But this game specific, I don't think one game is enough for me to say, all right, everything that happened the final 20 games of the season is over. But it's enough for me to breathe easier. It's enough for me, like, versus if they go out there, and this is where I said style points do matter. If you go out there and you beat the Magic by two, well, hey, you won. That's all that matters. You go out and beat the Magic by 20, and it's like, oh, thank God. Because that will be your most commanding win. And even if we walk away feeling like, man, Orlando, the lights were too bright for Orlando, I'll take any win you get. But how the win looks will determine how relieved I am on Monday heading into game two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm with you 1,000%. Do you feel like it's going to happen, by the way?
I think the Cavs should win. That's not a prediction. The Cavs are the better team. Mm-hmm. They're the more experienced playoff team. And they should know what to expect. And by the way, they've got the best player in the series. That conversation might be different as soon as next year with Paolo Banchero. And by the way, it could still be different in a year's time with Evan Mobley. Could be different in two series times if Evan just came alive in the playoffs. But specific to Donovan, that's the other part of this. Like, the best case scenario for tomorrow to get me to feel, to breathe easy and to be like, all right, not only are, like, to basically change my thoughts in the series. Like, right now my series are the Cavs are going to win in seven games. Because
that's where I think too.
Well, and honestly though, if Donovan went out there, and again, 40-point night, 30-point night, and the Cavs won by 20, I would say, all right, maybe this is closer to a gentleman sweep, a five-game series.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan's health and how he looks, and the two biggest things that can swing this series is Evan Mobley flustering Paolo Banchero on the offensive side of the ball, and I don't want to say shutting him down, but certainly making him the worst version of Paolo Banchero. That's one, and then Donovan Mitchell looking 100% healthy. And that doesn't mean just a 40-point night. That's just the easiest way. Like, how he gets to 40 points would matter as well.
40 points is a lot, though, man.
It is. Well, I threw that out because it's a butt ton of points now.
That's a butt ton of points.
Like, 30 points used to be the thing. If you scored 30 points in a playoff game, holy cow. I mean, now 30 points is like 20 points was 20 years ago. 25 years ago. Let me get back to when 30 points was almost a third of the points scored in a game. But no, that's where I am. Okay. I am a win absolutely will impact my mood. How they win does matter. And I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to be done with hypotheticals about Donovan's future. I'm ready to be done with hypotheticals about JB. This series is going to tell us a bit. In terms of coaching, it's not the end-all be-all, because if you go to the second round, well, there's another coaching matchup, and that's how you start to establish a pecking order, right? Like, all right, so last year it was Tibbs outcoached JB, and then Tibbs got outcoached by Spo. All right, so Spo, Tibbs, JB. Every year we get to redo that in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But my point is, in the best case scenario, The Cavs answer a lot of the questions, but they don't answer all the questions. The worst case scenario is the answers are apparent early, and obviously the future becomes now.
The scary part about the early part of the game is if the Magic somehow come out red hot and get a lead, that's going to scare me a little bit. Not that the Cavs can't come back, but at times the offense has been like just totally stagnant. And, you know, you look back at last year's playoffs, I mean, the Cavs, some of those games, well, both teams really, they were very low scoring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cavs are getting to, I mean, the last game they lost was a game five. I think they scored 79 points.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have that happen in these playoffs.
Well, and I think that actually is why game one is so important. Because proving that you're the better offensive team, which you are, like the Magic have had trouble scoring. And if you can bottle up Bankero at all, that's the kind of thing that can really stymie an already not great offense. But at the same point, the Cavs have to prove against physicality, against a very physical team with a significant amount of talent and length, that you can score in spite of that. You did not do that last year. This is a different team. It's a younger team. We'll see if it's a better matchup.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.